I got his ass now.
Do I have to be fast on the track?
I hate that guy.
This race could change the rest of your life.
Those absolute clowns are at 15BMX.com.
Go on, do my best, and whatever happens, then it's good.
My butt all got stretched a little bit. And
I got a tight little butt.
Look, I'm about to light this shit up.
Coffee Chatter Live, where are you guys at? Oh, Canada! Coming out of the answer tent right now. Pop Dog, Millionaire! Let's make some noise, Tory Nighthawk! Whoa!
New Zealand World Cups 1 and 2 are a wrap. Recap show coming up. Looking forward to it, Palm Daddy. I like these shows.
About time it's back, baby. It wasn't long, really, between the last World Cups and this one, but really exciting. Great weekend of racing. I mean, New Zealand put on a show. Like, that track was fantastic. Everything about it, loved it, dude. Great racing.
The aerial shots were good. I liked the, we'll get into the coverage, but the aerial shots, I kind of dug.
That's huge. You know, we're liking, you know, see little changes here and there. You know, there's no drone footage, just good aerial shots in between. I think New Zealand, that whole track in Rotorua looked really scenic. So it's a good spot for it.
Do I sound like I'm underwater right now?
I mean, I don't think so. Okay. Your headphones acting up, or you feel like you've been like a little sick, or are you feeling under the weather?
I don't know why.
You're sounding weird through your headphones right now?
One sec.
Okay. So for anybody listening, it's funny. We chat before the show. I promise you, we chat before the show. We make sure the audio is good.
How's this? Is this any better?
It sounds
test, test one, two.
The listeners can, one, can two. Tell you, but they, it sounds exactly the same to me.
I switched the cord. I had the out to the in and the into. It's all good. Show 234, Broken Europe, winning starts of the Great Gate, Jars Day, Saya. Unbelievable.
Unreal, dude. Unreal. There were some fantastic starts this weekend from the Pro Gate Europe. Saya picking up right where she left off. The French boys, Romain and Jors, picking up right where they left off. It's like nothing changed. It's crazy. I mean, new season. I know it wasn't long since the last World Cups, but the same people were still flying on a Pro Gate Europe, dude. It's just like, you know, are you surprised? Not really, no.
It just doesn't change, does it? It's just a Pro Gate Europe every time.
Pro Gate Europe. You know what's crazy? You know, I feel bad for Rotorua. They did a great job. Facility, fantastic. Track looked great. Nice, fast gate. Guess what? One thing it looked like they were missing to me. The grate of the Pro Gate. They had the ram and they had the grate. They didn't have the grate of the Pro Gate. Guess what had an issue at one point? The grate.
Why didn't they have the grate?
I don't know. I don't think they ever have. They've never had it. They've always just had the ram and they have their own gate set up. And I think that's what had issues at one point. I think they had a hole in it. And then I saw a video, dude, and there was plywood over top of something. Not awesome. You need a Pro Gate Europe.
You need the grate, especially when condities get tough like they did on Saturday, I think, when it started raining in the semi. You need good grip.
Absolutely must have. And that stuff is so good, too. It's crazy. And in the rain and everything, it's just as grippy.
So before we talk BMX, I got to hear about the rave you went to. You're not a rave guy. You're not a rave guy. You never have been.
I can't believe I went to a rave, dude. So I went to.
I got to hear about the rave you went to.
So like 4 months ago, my buddies, we all went out. Like this might have been 5 months ago. We all went out one night downtown. And then they're like, okay, like a couple days later, like there's a rave coming up next year. Like I want to go. And like, we all have to go. And I was like, fine. Like, I'm not going to say no. If all the boys are going, I'm going to come. So I said yes. And then dude, like a couple guys like backed out last minute. And then it was just me and a few of our buddies and whatnot. And I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to be the guy to back out now. So I'm still going to this rave. I kind of tried to back out like 5 times and just, you know, never just buckled down and said no. So I was like, all right, fine. We'll just go have a good time. Dude, rave, not for me. I'll be honest, had a blast, not for me.
What exactly is different from a rave than a concert?
Well, I feel like a concert, you go there ready to listen to the music and have a good time. Uh-huh. Like you go there, the rave, it's like going to the club, but rave, you just plan to go there on drugs, I think. I think people just plan to go do drugs
and then just
go wild.
You just picture a mosh pit with everyone on ecstasy just fucking going ham.
That's kind of what you picture, right? Yeah, and that's what I was expecting. I didn't get as much of that as I thought, which was a little bit of a bummer. I'll be honest, I wore earplugs. I was worried about the noise.
I think that's a great idea. Yeah. I'm glad he did.
I was worried about the noise instantly, and I was like, I need earplugs. So I snuck some earplugs in, and I threw them in. And I mean, you hear the music just fine, dude. No difference. It was way better, I think.
I think that was a wise play, wearing earplugs.
I hate those nights we've gone out and you just get home and your whole head is just ringing for like the entire night. You wake up, it's still ringing. You're like, what is going on?
Terrible. It's so terrible.
Bad. Yeah.
God, we sound old, but it's terrible.
No, it's true. It sucks, dude. Everyone that goes to like a club or a rave, they know the same feeling. It sucks. So, and one of what I didn't like about the rave is the music. It wasn't that good. Like, maybe I needed to go to a better like set or artist or whatever, but it's like, you weren't singing along to the song. Is someone knocking on my door? No. You weren't singing along to the songs or anything like that. It was just like, I don't know, bass hitting really hard.
Yeah, I think you almost just don't even go for the music, generally.
I think you go for the drugs and the jumping around, having a mosh pit, and that's just not what I was doing.
I do think that's why people go to raves.
Yeah. So, you know, you live once.
You did it. You did it.
So, won't catch me doing that again.
Super Bowl was interesting yesterday. Not the greatest football game. I mean, it got exciting at the end, but just kind of, I don't know, kind of not great.
Kind of weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was like the offense. Boy, were they struggling. I mean, I think the defenses were just really good, but there was just no offense going on. It's very sloppy first half.
Yeah, really sloppy. It's hard to call it like a terrible game by any means because it was very entertaining.
I know.
But it wasn't good football. You can't say that was good football by any means.
Mahomes wasn't great the first half either. Like neither offenses were great. No. They really weren't.
It felt like at first, like Kansas City was trying to lose themselves the game. Like they were just making stupid errors, stupid plays constantly. And you're like, okay, San Fran's game. But for some reason, it was like you knew halftime was coming around and there was no chance that Kansas City was going to come out as bad as they did in the first half. So it never felt like they were out of it to me. I don't know how you felt.
No, it felt like the game was going to start at halftime.
Yeah.
Like the second half. It never felt like Kansas City was going to win. I thought San Francisco, I think they were the better team. Obviously, they didn't win, but I think they were better than Kansas City.
Yeah, I mean, for some reason to me, like I kept wanting to be like, okay, it's San Fran's time. It's like the first
God,
half.
The guy just, I just remember the guy missed the extra point.
That dude, you want to say didn't it, but I like, just, that okay, kind wait, of loot, that kind didn't of lost I, from the game.
Didn't I just say last week that the kicker for San Fran was a plumber?
You might have said that.
I feel like I said that.
I feel like you might have said that.
So I put a little loft on that extra point, buddy. Like, kick it a little higher.
Dude, it was a terrible kick. I don't know what the hell he was doing. It was awful. Tough.
It's really tough to miss an extra point. I mean, you could say it wasn't his fault. I don't know. I mean, maybe they just got there in a hurry. But
I don't know. It didn't look like the kick was very good. And, like, it doesn't come down to one person, but, like, it did come down to, you know, one point. Like, if they had one extra point, they would have won the game. I mean, maybe Kansas City would have gone for two and got it, but you don't know until you make that kick.
But they also, man, San Fran had the ball like right at the end zone in overtime. I just couldn't convert.
Yeah,
that's you can pretty much bet on Mahomes. They're gonna, especially because they basically have four downs after that to work with because they're not, you know, like they're probably gonna score.
That was me and my buddies were having that debate after too. Like, why the hell did San Fran go first? I get like if you're confident.
Oh fuck yeah, you got to go first because if you score, it's over.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, if you score a touchdown,
overtime rules are different now. Ever since the Bills Chiefs playoff game last year or whatever, 2 years ago or something, each team has two chance. Like each team has a possession.
Even if I think a touchdown wins.
No, you get a possession. Yeah, you get a possession. That's the brutal part. It changed. Like this year is the first. It was the first time it's been like that. Look it up quickly to make sure.
Are you sure?
I'm 95% positive, and that's why it's like if you're really confident. If you're really confident, you're going to score. Go out and score. But like you said, you give them four downs every time.
You're right. You're right. Yeah, both teams get possession of the ball, no matter if a team scores a touchdown on the opening possession or not.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't realize that. I thought it was a scut.
No, but it makes more sense to me. Like it makes more sense of like why the hell do they take ball first? You might as well see what you have to do. Like let them have a run down and like, yeah.
Yeah, in that instance, you're right. Yeah.
Because it's like you're giving them like you said four downs every time in the sense of like if they know that they have to get a touchdown, they're never gonna like settle and kick on like go for three and then kick on the fourth down. They're just gonna keep going until they get it. And if they don't, they don't. But at least they have the down to try.
You're right. It makes no sense to go first.
Yeah. It's It's weird, dude.
It's weird. That is weird because, yeah, if you would have known, then theoretically you would have just used fourth down and maybe converted. Yeah, it makes no sense to go first. I agree.
Sucks for Cam Wood. Sorry for him.
You know, you just can't bet against Mahomes ever. The guy is fucking money. He really is, man. He's just a winner. He just gets it done.
Why is it always in like the last few minutes? He just looks unstoppable.
It doesn't matter if he just has to duct tape a drive together or somehow just, he'll just do it himself. Like he'll just get the first down himself and just make it happen. He is one of the world's greatest athletes. No question.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, I don't like him, but I can't disagree. Like he's like, he dominates. He's a winner, dude. He's a winner.
He is. Yeah.
He's a Doris O'Day. He finds a way to win. Whenever he needs it, he finds a way to win. It's just crazy, dude. Every time. He's going to be the new GOAT.
He is going to be the new GOAT, and Kansas City is just an absolute dynasty.
Seriously, are, dude.
They are. Yeah.
You know what? The light in all of this, Taylor Swift got her man a Super Bowl. So, you know, she was there to watch her man get a Super Bowl. Come on.
That's her first year in the league, and she wins a Super Bowl? It's a great rookie year.
That's really good, eh?
I saw a funny tweet today that was like, imagine if Taylor Swift was dating a golfer and all the Swifties were watching the Masters on TV.
God, that would be so much worse.
She has an absolute army behind her.
It's absolutely insane how many people follow her, like ourselves included. Let's be real. Like,
yeah. So congrats to Delaney Vaughn. You know, big win for her Kansas City Chiefs.
So enjoy the win. It's going to be hard to go back-to-back next season. Looking forward.
Yeah.
Looking forward to next season already, you know? It is.
In BMX news, Sylvain, you know, we weren't sure on the pregame podcast, Sylvain, if he was going to be there. Obviously he's not. Hasn't really been riding, looking real tough for him, especially for an Olympic spot for Team France, unfortunately.
Honestly, I just feel for the guy right now. What seemed to be like it didn't seem like it was going to be a major injury after Argentina. Like he broke his arm, and that's serious, but in the sense of like, okay, you break your arm, you take a couple months off or whatever you need, you kind of heal up and you get back on it. That's kind of like the general thought to me, at least. It doesn't seem like it worked out that way. He's had some issues with it and having a tough time getting back on the bike, and it's gonna be a tough time getting back in the mix right now for that Olympic spot, which sucks.
I think even getting to Tulsa would be pretty, like, I mean, not ideal either, but we'll see. I mean, the good thing is, like, he doesn't have to be 100% to do well. He's got other tools. If he's not, like, 100% in the gate or whatever, he has other tools to get it done, and he's done well in Tulsa in the past. Silver lining, too, is, like, besides Joris and Romain for France, no one really did great.
Yeah.
Like, Pills, Jeremy, and Leo, I mean, they didn't do that. I mean, they did okay, but not.
Yeah, you're right. It's kind of true. Nobody's stepping up enough to be like, I'm the third guy. Like, I'm the clear third favorite. You have to pick me. It's still like, well, you got the front two, and then it's kind of still up for grabs for a coach's pick, it feels like.
Theoretically, if Sylvain comes back in the Worlds and does well, they could pick him still if the guys, other guys don't do as well the next couple rounds either. So,
and it wouldn't seem weird to me either. Like, if he came back, did really well at the Worlds, like we know he could, it'd be like, why would you not pick him? Like, the difference would be like, oh, sorry, we didn't get to see him because he was injured, but he could have done just as well at those races. So the only one he was available to show at was the Worlds, and he does. Like, don't you want that for the Olympics? The one race he can show at, he does well. Okay, make it at the Olympics, too.
Very fluid situation. We'll be monitoring it closely. Very fluid. It's going to be ever-changing here in the next month or two.
Keep your eye on the channel. Keep your eye sharp, glued to the channel. See what happens.
Let's go through some headlines here.
Let's go. We have a few of them that were quite entertaining from the weekend. A few we got to get to. One I wanted to touch on. We got all these ones down here. But one I wanted to touch on, it was up in the intro, was did you hear the post-race interviews on the first day? I don't know who was asking the questions to the riders for the post-race winners interview thing. They didn't know BMX, or they were just, I don't know what was going on, but it wasn't good.
I actually didn't. So did you, I didn't see the interviews. I didn't watch the interviews. I just watched the racing.
Yeah.
Did you hear the question, or did you just hear the answer in the interview?
Thankfully you could hear the question, but,
what were the questions?
So the two really tough questions I think this person asked were, one of them was like about the gate pick. They asked about gate pick being very important. And so they asked, I think, to everybody, because the two times I heard it was for U23 men, and then I heard it for Romain. Exact same question about, like, you know, gate pick was really important and stuff. Like, what do you think? How do you think that played out for you? And both, I think it's Greenbrough.
I mean, pretty well. I won. So
yeah, I was like the two guys that they were talking to. I think it was Greenbrough that won in U23. The two brothers, the one brother, and then Romain. They both had like a late to last pick. So they are like. Romain didn't have a last pick, but I mean, like, it didn't make a difference. Tough. They were both mid-outside, and lane pick had nothing to do with it.
You know what? I've done these finish line interviews of the past, the World Cups, and it's very easy. Because the person is just on cloud nine and their mind's racing a million miles an hour, all you have to do is ask them, like, congratulations, tell me about the lap, and they'll just give you all the details. You don't need to ask an in-depth question, and especially it's usually two questions.
Right.
You say something like that, and you ask another simple question, and they'll just ramble on. The questions are relevant. They're going to talk. So you don't need to hit them with like a, I don't know.
A pre-prepped question that was supposed to go in-depth like about the lane pick. It was like
some kind of like incredible question. Yeah.
While
we're on the TV, I don't know who the guy is announcing with Rich Eames. I don't know if he's a BMX background, if we were just fucking out to lunch, but a couple, he had some very questionable takes. Like one Bethany was winning. I think it was like a round or a semi or something.
Okay.
Quarter, I don't know. And he was like, she was winning and she was just like, and she just pinned it to the finish line, obviously for lane pick. And then they were doing like the replay or whatever. And he's like, surely she didn't need to waste this much energy or whatever. She could have just like laid off the gas a little. And then Rich is like, well, you know, they have lane choice. So I think she's going for lane choice.
That's good.
Dude, that's one of the simplest things. So I don't know if I don't know if the guy just didn't know or if he's just trying to be insightful, but it came off like he didn't know what he was talking about, essentially. Yeah. And he had a few other instances that were like, dude, like, what are you talking about?
Probably didn't know BMX. Let's be realistic about it. He's probably like a very good announcer. And it's like one of those ones, like NBC does it for like, I think for like motocross stuff. Every now and again, you have somebody that comes in to be like, what are the two different commentators called? Like one's like the color commentator.
There's a play-by-play and then a color commentator.
Okay. Yeah. Like the play-by-play guy, I feel like doesn't always know the sport, but like you need to know enough to understand what's going on. And it feels like in BMX, we get these times where that person doesn't know enough.
I feel like the guy didn't know much at all. If I'm being honest, he wasn't very good. Yeah.
I didn't really listen to much, to be honest, because when I was watching it, I was always out doing something. So I was always like keeping it muted until the actual race and then I'd watch and then mute it again. So, Tough.
I think his voice sounds good.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah, like he didn't sound bad by any means. He spoke really well, but yeah. I don't think his insight was very good, if I'm being honest.
I don't really remember having any issue, like being like, oh, weird, this guy sounds odd. Like he doesn't really fit the mold. So probably just doesn't know the sport, like you said.
All right. Headlines. Manon Veenstra finished third, first World Cup podium on Sunday, I believe.
Congrats, Manon. Stamp it.
Bravo.
I feel like that's where's the applause button?
She was
like
one of our... Are you applauding right now? I can't hear it on my...
No, I was going to, but I'm not on the right page, so...
She was one of our dark horse picks leading in. I feel like we both like to see her do well. She's very nice. She's a great rider. Kind of gets in the shadow a bit of other Dutch racers, like Laura Merrill, maybe Judy. But yeah, two mains, got on the box the second day. Outstanding.
Mm-hmm. It's always fun to me watching somebody that... just kind of does it on their own, does it their own way. She's definitely that person. Like she, I don't know if she's had the opportunity to be part of the Dutch team or not, but either way, she's just continued to go on her own and make it happen and like not just give up just because maybe whatever, the Dutch team gets more support than her. It's like she just always does her thing, it seems like, loves it, works hard, and then been getting results. Like she's been, I feel like we've been calling her a dark horse picker, especially you have for the past like couple years. And like she's just been chipping away, getting better and better and better. And then like, it wasn't even a surprise to see her on the podium because it was like, been ticking the boxes to get there.
I know there's obviously a reason, but why isn't she on the Dutch team?
I have no idea. Could be like just not really interested. I don't know. I got to think after like maybe like last year, maybe there was interest to bring her on the team, but maybe she's just not interested, honestly. I don't know. Though.
Speaking of, yeah, it's kind of seems kind of weird. Yeah. Like she's obviously good enough. The national team thing was a bit interesting. So I noticed the French women, Axel was the only one in the French jersey in the elite women, I believe. Like Camille and Manon were just in their sponsor's jersey.
There were a couple of the young girls, I think, in it. Like even in elite, I think still. But like it was, it wasn't like it wasn't the Camille that was in it. It wasn't, that's kind of the only normal one, I feel like. But yeah.
Yeah. Corbin was in the U.S. jersey, so I'm guessing he was on the U.S. team either.
It's always interesting seeing that. So the French and the US specifically, I feel like they have like the French guys, I mean, they have so many fast guys. It seems like sometimes they have the whole squad on there, but then sometimes you don't get like, it feels like half the guys were in the French jersey. Cause like Eddie was not, at, I mean, Simbad never really is, but you don't see him in it, that kind of thing. And then like the US, it goes like it mixes. It feels like, cause you'll see them riding their normal jerseys during the week or something. And then they'll switch on and be in the US jersey for the race or vice versa. Even sometimes it's kind of weird.
The US guys was both Cams and Jay Smith, I think.
I think so. Yeah. Cause like I saw Joey Lito, but he wasn't wearing it. Like the younger guys, I don't think they had it. Did they have it on? I don't remember.
Yeah, I think obviously Olympic ERP will probably just narrowing down to who they think are going to be the guys potentially.
Right. Yeah. Corbin wasn't in it though. Hey, fuck, I didn't even see Corbin out there. What was I looking
at? Yeah, he's in his daylight jersey. Yeah, yeah.
Damn. Come on, Corby. Yeah.
Why isn't my thing in it? What the fuck's going on?
Do I want to hit you with another headline?
Yeah, go for it. My thing got all screwed up.
Well, the classic one, Joris and Romain separate themselves even more from the rest of the French team. I mean,
yeah,
absolutely did.
Like we already touched on, but yeah, they were head and shoulders above the rest of the team and everyone else.
Yeah.
Maylene's first straights were really good.
Dude, she had a couple heaters, hey?
She was super fast. Really pulling. Like,
yeah,
full shot of fast people.
There was, I don't know if it was the quarter or the semi that I was like, I think it was the semi in day two. Was it semi day two? She whole shot at the semi, but like somehow went first to not in a qualifying spot really quickly, unfortunately, which sucked. But I was like, you were first to the turn. Like you were on the outside, but you were first to the turn.
Man, she's gotten a lot faster already since last year. Like, good
yeah.
to see.
Yeah.
Daniel Franks back racing World Cup. I think, so he made a World Cup, I think quarter the first day, I want to say. And I think his last one got to be like 2015, 16 range, something like that.
Me and my dad were talking about this after. We're like, when was the last time D. Franks was racing a World Cup? I was guessing 2015.
Got to be something like that, yeah.
Because it would have been before Rio, right? Part of the NZ team going for Rio, like yeah. making a push. But then at some point, it would have probably died off. And it was probably around 15, 16, probably 16.
Comes back, races a home World Cup, and makes a quarter. Like, crazy. Seriously impressive to do
yeah.
that.
Yeah, really cool to see, too. I mean, it must have been so fun for him. Like, he's an older guy now in the class, and in essence, like, he's not like, I don't know if he's doing this full time now or what his deal is, but he probably went out there for fun, been training for a while, and was like, I want to do a home World Cup, and like, so let's just have fun and see how I do. Guy goes out and makes a quarter. Like, that would have been so cool for him.
Last headline, the Swiss Elite Men team is an absolute wagon, and boy, are they ever.
Dude, they were a force to be reckoned with this past weekend.
Yeah, this thing, the semi, the first day, they were in like third, fourth, fifth in the semi or something.
Yeah, they were third, fourth, and I was like, okay, this is nuts. Like, it was, yeah, Booty, Simon, and then Renault, and then they were just duking it out.
And I think Simon passed Renault second turn, maybe?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, one of the turns, he made a pass and beat him to the line or something, yeah.
Uncle Randy Blanc has been in the class a long time, man. He's a year older than me, and he's still right there.
Dude, he is. He's always in the mix. You're waiting for him to have more of a breakout ride, and you want him to, but the guy's never not in the mix, at least, you know?
No, he's a good rider. He's just pretty good at everything. Like, he's a pretty good starter. He's a pretty good first straight, good track speed. He's good at making moves. Like, he's always been right there in the mix. So, yeah, good to see him. I mean, I think Simon and Cedric are the two top guys, but is it Gil or Jill?
Gil. There's a guy here I know named Gil, so I'm going to call this guy Gil.
But Gil's Gil, man, Brenner. he was fast too this weekend.
He was. I mean, he was really fast last year. I'll be honest, I thought he'd actually have a little bit more of a showing this weekend. I know it wasn't bad, but just the way he was trending last year to me was like, I didn't expect him to do as well last year as he did, so I was kind of thinking this year maybe I'd be surprised. So maybe we'll see more, but like the four of those guys right now, if they were riding like this a year ago, maybe like they could be pushing for three spots.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they could. So absolutely, they could.
Yeah.
Let's get to day one. I mean, I guess we didn't include it in the headline, but Cam Larson made his first World Cup main too. I feel like that's headline worthy. Answer S squared. Get yours today, boys and girls. He whole shot the semi. Did he win the semi?
Yep.
He whole shot the semi. Yeah, he won the semi. He won the semi, right? Yeah.
He won the semi.
Won this whole shot, won the semi, first World Cup main. Absolutely just fantastic performance.
Isn't it just weird that like this past year he decided to, you know, get on an S squared Answer BMX back to S-Squared. And, you know, he's just won USA BMX races now in his first World Cup final, whole shots to semi. Like, things are adding up in the right order, if you ask me.
He's one of our guys, and it's just great to see. It really is.
Yeah, it was really cool.
I feel like it's a long... I was going to say, I feel like it's a long time coming, too. Breakout ride at a BDR, and it's, yeah, happened here.
That's what I feel like, too, honestly, because it feels like the past few years, he keeps stepping it up a little bit, and we're kind of like, where's the breakout ride on the World Cup scene? Because he's been doing it on the U.S. circuit for a while. And I'll say, even with Jay Smooth as well, it's kind of the same thing. It's like he's been dialed on the U.S. circuit, but it's like we're waiting to see a little bit extra on the World Cup circuit. And I think Jay Smooth was really good this week. I thought he showed a lot, too, but, like, Cam really stepped it up and was, like, in the mix, making moves. Like, he was battling to get in there, too. It wasn't easy to get into that final for him.
No, I say on a big, wide-open track, too. Like, legit super.
Oh, cut out there for a sec, but we're back. Yeah, it was. It's a big, wide-open supercross. It wasn't like, small hill or anything. Did you see, watch the quarter? It was him. He was battling with Neek was in there. And Neek didn't look great the first day. I don't know what was going on. Maybe just, finding the feels, finding the groove. And then Cam, I think, he caught up to him. It was around the second turn. I thought he was going to get, kind of shot out the back and then kept in it. And then the last turn went under Neek and gave him a little rub, I think. Got himself into, third, I think. I think he went, fifth to third or fourth to third. I don't even know. Good little move, but it bumped Neek out of a transfer spot, which was tough.
There was a lot of passing on the second, third straights through the last corner.
It was awesome, wasn't it? Like, the turns, they were great. I don't know, the lines in the second turn, people were going outside, people were diving inside. The first turn, dude, it was creating, a bunch of, low lines that people were doing, even high-low lines. Like, I think I saw Carlos, I saw Bias, I saw a handful of guys do, a high-low and go eighth to fourth. It's crazy.
You want to talk about laughs? How about Dave fucking Vandenberg? What he did was a clinical.
Eighth to fourth, baby. That's what I'm talking about right there. It's crazy.
Yeah, man. He was on the move.
Yeah, he was moving. That was cool to see. It's like not somebody you think of being as that racy race guy, and he was making moves out there.
God, Romain and Joris were so good the first day. God, Romain was just on rails.
It's funny. Did you think quarter semi? I was kind of Romain looks quick, but I was like, it doesn't look as easy as it was for him last year. Like, I don't know. I felt like last year he was hole shotting by two bikes, and then the final he'd hole shot by a bike. And I was like, oh, I wonder how this final is going to go. Like, is he going to be kind of in the mix off the back? And then, nope, guy comes through again.
I never thought Romain wasn't going to win the first day.
Really?
No, I knew he was going to win, but I was pretty certain he was going to win.
He feels like he's in that state, that element now, where if he's in the final, he's probably going to win.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that's how he's riding, that's how he's performing right now. It just keeps adding up for him like that.
I saw the boys post about this on Instagram too, the kid yelling during the cadence of the quarter.
Oh yeah. I had a tough time trying to see it because watching the video, but hear it, and you could hear in the background a little bit. It didn't look like too many people flinched, but I mean, it definitely, I would have been fucking rattled and pissed if that happened too. So that's ridiculous. We can't be doing that. Not in a World Cup.
I know.
Not anywhere.
Yeah. No, it's tough. And it's I don't know how you possibly police that. I guess you basically just hope people don't do that.
It's like a golf tournament, dude. You just got to hope people don't yell in the backswing.
Yeah, but then in golf, they have people holding their hands up that say quiet, like a sign.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, but people can just yell. It's not like it's holding somebody's mouth closed.
No, I know. But yeah, it is the same kind of thing, really.
I'm sure.
People will be like, just stay focused. Okay, well. People are still human. You can be focused and then, you can get set off by something. It's not uncommon for that to happen.
That's a fucking joke of a line. Stay focused. You're on a razor's edge waiting for the most slightest light to go on or the beep to sound, and you're just going 100 miles a minute. You mean to tell me you just stay focused? Yeah, fuck that.
It's like if you walked out of your bedroom and someone's standing against the doorway and just yells boo, and you just scared. It's like telling the person that reacted, oh, just stay calm. What are you doing? Why are you reacting?
It's just a human being. Stay calm.
It's the same thing. Anyway, that sucks. I feel for those guys.
Yeah. That was the good battle. That was the one Neek unfortunately went out in it. I don't think it was because of that, but still, it would have been frustrating.
Would you get into the women? Anything else on the first day for the guys?
Not really. I mean, I think...
Leo. You know what? Leo raced really well the first day. Galrayo.
Did he? All right. Yeah, there you go.
He's thrown his hat in for spot number three on the Olympic team. I'm just going to throw it out there.
You think, hey?
Mm-hmm.
Who are the big three going after the third spot?
He could yank the rug out from the other three. He seriously could.
Yeah, it's fuck. They might want to, too. They might want the young kid, like their young guy.
Dude, I'm not going to be surprised if he makes it. I'm not.
If you look back at the World Cups now, who's made more World Cups consistently or finals consistently? Leo, Renkrell, or Sylvain?
I think it doesn't matter. It doesn't at this point.
Like they know they're getting the two best guys in the world. So they're like, let's just give it to somebody who we think is also going to be good or what?
I think all that really matters is the kind of the races now, or maybe the last ones from last fall, or I don't know exactly, but for sure these ones are the only ones that really matter. It doesn't matter that Sylvain made 27 World Cup podiums in between the 2 years after last. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, and I guess I agree with that too, because you already have the points. You have the three spots. You have two of the best guys in the world. Why are you worrying about like, oh, let's go for consistency for the third guy? No, why don't you guys go for the guy that's running hot this year?
That's the age-old debate. If you go with some guy who's hot or some guy who's probably more proven. I don't know.
It's tough. But it's like, you know the guy's running hot, so why not give him the experience to be that more senior guy for the next time around? Like, I don't know. It's tough, and we'll continue to debate that. But
I think if you're banking on someone who can medal, you'd pick Sylvain. I would pick Sylvain over Leo.
Yeah, I would too, honestly, yeah. Yeah, it's a weird one.
All right. Let's get into the women's on Saturday. What stood out to you?
Women on Saturday, what stood out to me? You know what? What stood out, honestly, was I thought Laura was back in the mix.
Very good. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah. I mean, let's be real. Saya and Beth have been flying for the past year. We've been watching them closely. They've been the battle. But Laura kind of feels like she fell off for a bit. And by fall off, I mean like she's still a finalist consistently. But she was a race winner consistently before. This time around, it felt like she was back, like trying to fight for that win, which was really cool.
Yeah, man, she was really good. Like her gates looked good, first rates were good. Obviously, her track speed was good, but her pull, like, could battle with those top girls.
I feel like that was probably what was missing before. It felt like, right, like having that pull, like right at the end there, down the first straight.
Yeah, I agree. Lauren raced really well too. Like, didn't have her best starts in the quarter or semi, but still managed to position herself well and get in the main again too.
It's just a staple, hey?
Yeah, really.
How many seasons on the World Cup circuit? She just posted about it. She posted like how many, like starting her like something season. I'm going to look it up right now because I think that's absolutely. Who's been on this? Like, who's the most veteran on the World Cup tour right now?
In women's?
Yeah. It's season 16 for Lauren.
I feel like Manon is a year older than Lauren. I think she's 2 years older than me.
Manon.
Valentino.
But is she on the circuit anymore?
Yeah, she was in New Zealand.
For real?
Yeah. 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 And I think she's probably the oldest.
Hold up. Hold up.
So she would be 34 this year.
Was she in the quarters?
Quarter or semi, yeah.
On day one or day two?
I can't remember, but she was in the quarter or semi. Yeah.
I mean, okay. All right. So you think she's a year older than Lauren.
She won a World Cup in 2011 in South Africa.
That's crazy.
Isn't that badass? Yeah. She's doing it 13 years later.
I can't believe I did. Okay. I'm just going to scoot and boot my way through this. See if I yeah, it's cool
that
though.
Was
I mean,
so that was 13 years ago. Here are fun facts. So Maylene and Molly, they're like, what, 21? How old are they? 20, 21?
Let's go with 21, 22, yeah.
Okay, so they would have been 21, 22, yeah. Like fucking 8 or 9 when Menon won a World Cup in Africa in 2011.
Crazy, hey?
Another man out there racing each other, yeah. How awesome is that?
Oh, yeah, hold on. Yep, I think I see her here, right here. I think I see her. Let me get to the finish line with the names. Let me just take a look. See. Yeah, there she is. She got fourth in the quarter. She was into the semi day two.
Yeah, like pretty good, man, 34.
Yeah, wow, good for her. That's crazy.
She's been good a long time. Like, she was really good as when she was young, and then still, like, when she was a bit older, like, not older, but late 20s, and now, yeah, she's still making a semi. It's good.
I mean, if you want to look at her, Lauren, Elise, like, three women that have been quite at the top for a long-ass time now.
Mm-hmm. Al was good too. Made some mistakes. Like, she had some really good starts from what I remember, and then made some like mistakes and kind of like second jump, I want to say, like overshot it a couple times, cased it, and really held her back from kind of hole shotting some later rounds, from what I remember.
Yeah, I think it's probably all it was, really, right? I mean, she looked fast. She always is fast. So it's just those little errors. I feel like that's catches up to her every now and again at these kind of races.
Like, I know Al's small, but she looks really small on the track compared to like Saya, Lauren, Laura. She looks really small. Do you notice that? Like, I know she is short, but
I never really pay attention to it, but I can see it now. Like, if I'm going back, like, I'm watching the races.
I noticed it. They were all going through the third straight. I was like, wow, Al looks small compared to them.
She does. She is a lot, like, she's a lot smaller. Like, the other girls have a lot more body to work with through the rollers, through the rhythm sections, stuff like that. So it's tricky on these bigger tracks for her, that's for sure.
But yeah, at least looked really fast.
Yeah.
Delaney's starts are electric. Wow, she's good. from gate to the bottom of the hill, she's really fast.
Dude, she was coming on strong a few laps this weekend, eh?
Yeah, she was lane three, I want to say a quarter semi. Some of the fast was in two, she chopped them like right out of the gate.
Watching one of them right now. The stock you're holding on that is just fantastic.
I bet if you had timers from like gate to halfway down the ramp, she might be the fastest.
Yeah, I think it was really close to. It's her quarter. Her quarter on day two. I mean, she lost on the second jump down the first straight, but to the kink, I think she was half wheel ahead of Saya on lane one, or half a wheel to a wheel. Like, she got out.
If you're talking first four to six cranks, I think she's the fastest woman for sure.
Crazy, hey, she motors. So
yeah, she too was making some mistakes on the second jump, over jumping from what I remember, times,
yeah,
and lost some speed. But yeah, like if she can be a bit cleaner on the second half of the first straight and kind of increase her top end speed a little bit, she can battle with some of those top women, because man, she's winning every time to the first jump, seriously.
Yeah, it's really tough to find that mix of being able to start as fast as she does, right, as someone like that or any of us, but then also have that first straight pull at like someone like a Neek down the second half of the first straight, right? It's hard to get that combo.
Yeah, because then she would need to spend some more time working on her second half of the first straight. And the first, like, I don't know if her gait would suffer, but yeah,
it definitely wouldn't be as prime as right now, right?
Whenever you put in more time, it's give and take. But yeah, it would be worth it to put in some more time on the pull, on like the top end speed. Because boy, if she can get some more gear there, she could be flying.
Yeah. I'll say Zoe too. I mean, okay, I thought kind of Zoe made a kind of weird little pass and ended up crashing on the first day in the second turn. Like, she was trying to make a weird pass to me. I think maybe just got caught off guard with where Merrill was going, but came right back on day two, popped one off of the quarter against Beth. Like, she's been looking really quick down the first straight the past couple years. Like, I'm surprised she hasn't put more together at this point.
Let's roll in a bit to day two, the women's two. Speaking of moves, I thought Laura's move the second day was a bit over aggressive too on Elise.
Yeah, it felt unnecessary, dude.
It's like, what are you doing? Like, I guess if it's a main, she's trying to come underneath and cut Elise off, but it's like, just tap your brakes and give Elise some room, and then you both just come out side by side. Elise will pull ahead of you, and you'll get second in the semi. Like, I don't understand why you would go into her. I don't get it. That doesn't really make sense.
I really would, like, I feel like I'm having a hard time understanding the line choices in that first turn without riding it, because it definitely looked interesting, weird. Like, there were people going low. There are a lot of people doing like a, I would just call like an, like, they were doing a high low move, but it wasn't even like it was planned. Like, they were just carving the turn where the person on the inside would kind of fly up, and they'd end up high lowing kind of accidentally, it felt like. And that's kind of what Laura felt like she was doing. She was just randomly high lowing out of nowhere, almost for no reason, just because it was open, and then kind of got herself in a awkward spot where it's like, Elise has clearly got a lot of speed coming off the turn. She's going to rip by you, and you're kind of trying to run into her there. It, like, we kind of lost the camera angle too, so you couldn't really see, but it was weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was over aggressive. I don't think it was needed. Like, you don't need to win the semi. Just take a second, I think it would be smarter. Yeah. But in saying that, it sounds like she got hurt, was in the hospital, so I hope she's okay. Any word on what she hurt?
Unfortunately, I think, well, I don't, you know what, these things, when you ask somebody, you never know if you should really say, but I mean, like, she's going to be out for a bit.
Sound like concussion?
I don't think so really, but she'll be out for a bit. She's got some healing to do.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty hard crash. It looked not great.
Yeah. Really kind of weird one. And I got to think too, like the counterpart to that is when you're in a racy mindset and a racy mood, you're not thinking about what round it is all the time. Like you should,
you know,
be.
I disagree. I disagree because you do. Like if you're a top rider and you've been there, you do though. Like you know it's a semi and you.
That was a quarter even. That was a quarter.
Was it?
There was a quarter. Yeah.
Okay. Well, same thing. Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. I think even more so, you make sure you just get through the semi. You know what I mean? Like it's just a quarter. Like you know you're going to be fast. Like you're getting through.
Yeah. Couldn't agree more.
I wish that camera angle missed it. It's tough. We don't get to see the contact or what happened, but there definitely was just a little contact over the double there, and boom.
Almost the same thing. Just heartbreaking for our bloke Ross Cullen. Fuck, man, absolutely ripped one off on day two in the semi, and then just got pimped badly in the first corner.
That was a good dude. His first trade was money too. Hey,
ripped it off.
Yeah,
ripped it off. Yeah, I'm a Ross fan. I'd like seeing him do well. I was really bummed for him too.
I'll say that one too, just like Laura's, because of the camera angle, completely out of nowhere.
We lost it. We lost it. We didn't see it.
Yeah. And it felt like it was going to be fine. Like he hole shot it. Okay, cool. I think it was it Diego that came underneath or something?
I think it was Diego.
And it was kind of like, okay, they're probably going to go close. Maybe Diego was ahead of him out of the turn. Ross gets him back. Worst case scenario, Ross slides in for a second. Worst case. And then all of a sudden he's off the track and you're like, what the fuck just happened?
Oh man, that sucks. Yeah. Cause he like had a clear hole shot too.
Yeah. Great first jump on that one too. When he,
oh man, he just perfect first straight, just smoked him.
Kind of tough. Like, I mean, not sucks for the GB guys. Like they weren't having a great weekend in general. Ross felt like the only one that was really out there still like kind of getting the results. Like I didn't see Kai out there. I don't know what I didn't see. I haven't heard anything.
I don't know what happened there. Yeah. I don't know what happened there either. Yeah.
Big Q had a crash. Big Q had a crash with Bodie, who had a gnarly one.
Oh man, Bodie. Is he okay?
He broke his leg, I think.
Fuck me. He could have broke his neck.
That was gnarly. Like straight head over. It was so weird too, because he made contact midair because Quillen's bike, like Quillen got bumped or something. His bike shot out to the side midair. Bodie gets hit midair. And then he just went head over heels after he got bumped midair. It was wild.
Ass over tea kettle.
Yeah.
Just, fuck. Man, you just hate to see it. I hope he's okay.
Yeah. But yeah, the GB guys were kind of like non-existent, unfortunately. Like Patty, didn't really see much of Patty, which I don't think he was in the GB jersey, so it's hard to watch. But yeah, Kai didn't see him otherwise either, so.
Wasn't great for GB.
Was Kai racing? Like, I hate to say that, but was he racing?
He was there.
I know he's there, but I don't know if, like, I mean, straight up, like, that's not like him. No, we're not, to not see him.
I saw him quarters onwards. Yeah, I don't remember seeing him either.
He wasn't in the quarters onwards. That's, yeah. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but I don't think I'm wrong.
I saw some people post, what happened to Cam Wood second day?
Did I see that? Oh, he crashed. Yeah, he crashed. That was the second day, right? First day or second day?
He made the semi. I think he made the semi. Make the semi or the main the first day?
The one day he crashed in the turn, which was kind of shitty.
It was day two, I guess. He didn't do well day two.
So day one he crashed in the semi?
Yes.
So day two I didn't see him at all.
No.
That's tough. Maybe his hips hurting. I don't know, but.
Oh, I don't know.
Tough. Yeah, I'm a Wood guy. Some people were seeing him do well.
Some people were inquiring about that on our Instagram. I saw.
Maybe we should inquire.
But I didn't realize. I just obviously didn't see him, but I didn't put two and two together until after. Yeah. There's a lot of guys to watch. It's hard to keep track of everyone.
It is tough too, and these like the double days. Like that's what we do. Our sport is 2 days.
It gets confusing. It gets confusing the 2 days.
And if we started doing these shows, like we recapped after day one and then after day two, it'd be a lot easier to pick up and pay attention. But boys got lives. We don't get paid enough to do that, so we're not doing that.
One guy we forgot to mention for day one, Isaac, was back. Looked really good too, getting in the main on the first day. Didn't get in the main the second day. He got balled up in the first corner, making it looked like he was going to make a similar move and make it again. But man, he looked like he hadn't skipped a beat. He looked really good.
Wild, hey? Like the guy just right back into it. The major injury too. To get his knee, had surgery on his knee. Was back on the track, I think, a lot sooner than probably people expected. Probably than most people would suggest, but clearly did it right because he looked really good out there. The guy is a bull down the first straight, and I say that in the best way. Like
he finds his way. He finds his way through. Crazy. He really does a good job. Yeah.
One of the rounds, I don't know what it was, he was in a pinch box over the lip of the first jump. I'd say 98% of riders would have backed out before the bottom of the hill to at least give themselves elbow room to jump. He just kept charging. And like that kind of move, I feel like gets you into trouble sometimes, but he's the one guy who doesn't seem to get him into a lot of trouble. Like he's the one that just stays up.
He does a really good job of finding openings. Yeah. You can never count him out of a race.
Yeah.
Day two, man, Joris just clicked it off. When Romain went out, you just knew Joris was going to win.
It did. Mr. Sunday, baby. Mr. Sunday.
You just knew he's going to win. Good job to Cedric Booty too, man. Awesome second between Joris and Neek. Rode really well all weekend. Looks very, very complete.
He was quick. Really quick. I mean, we talked about the whole Swiss team looking great. That's a Cedric I feel like was expecting beginning of last season, which I didn't feel like we got enough of. So I feel like this year was kind of him like back to where I assumed he was going to be, which was right in the mix with the front guys almost every time.
You know, he runs 1:49, so I got somewhat of a connection there. I would love for him to take the one off and just run 49.
Does anybody have it right now?
No. Cedric, if you're listening, buddy, I need you to run 49. Take 3 digits of crap, Cedric. Let's be real. Let's... 3 digits suck. Just ride 49.
This is the year to change. End of the year, the numbers go back up for grabs. So,
Cedric, take the one off. Just make it a cleaner look. Just do 49.
49 is a good look. It's a great number.
You'll be my guy if you're 49.
There are good numbers out there and there are bad numbers. 49 is a good one. I can tell you that.
I'd be thrilled to have a baller like him run 49.
Would you? You guys would have to swap jerseys after. That's for sure.
I would absolutely love to swap jerseys. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck. Can't believe your number. Yeah, the number is going to be taken. Somebody's going to be taking that for sure.
Cedric, if you're listening, let's go 49.
You just want to make sure it's somebody exciting that you can cheer for. It can win races, you know?
Yeah, fuck yeah. We need 49 would have been on the box this weekend. We need 49.
Fantastic. I was going to ask, so in the quarter where Rome had a terrible start in the quarter when he went out.
Terrible.
And unfortunately, it was classic Rome where it's like, you knew he was there to win races. So it's like, as soon as he didn't get out, he just was like, fuck, I'm going to keep riding, but I'm not doing anything crazy, which... You know what? Fair enough. He's Romain at this point. Fair enough. Did somebody flinch in the gate?
You know what? Before we get to that, it was just fun watching him and Corbin in like seventh and eighth, just having a smooth lap. Just not doing a whole lot back there. They're not going to take, they're not the guys to like really push the envelope to try and pass three people. They're just kind of back there riding smoothly, cruising, hoping for a blow up.
They know their limit. They know what they're doing. They're not trying to go above it. They're not trying to do anything stupid. They want to go home after, you know? It's hilarious.
Yeah. It's kind of funny. To answer your question, I didn't rewatch it. I just watched it live or whatever, but I don't remember someone flinching.
Yeah. Okay. I thought I maybe saw like arm movement from somebody beside him, but it's hard to tell. My feed wasn't like when I was kind of zooming in, I was getting some pixels. So it's hard to really tell.
Someone could have, and it could have messed him up. It looked like he just got caught napping, but maybe there was a reason for that.
Yeah, that's true, too. No, I think he did, too. I want to watch Corbin. That's why I didn't see Corbin was in the blue and black gear. I was expecting him seeing that all-white gear that, you know, I like to see. But
I know, speaking of, we didn't touch on Felicia. Kind of okay.
Yeah.
You know, like, kind of, I don't know. Just that, yeah, it doesn't have that extra gear to run with the top. Ladies,
gonna be hard for I think that's, you're not gonna say this is like a new normal because it's like there was no weather. I don't think there was a normal before, but definitely we're just not seeing her in the mix with the front runners as much as I feel like we were a year or two ago, a couple years ago.
I know I feel like we've been waiting a while now for it, like since probably like a year maybe.
Yeah.
Does she maybe just doesn't have the gear that the top women do? Like, serious question at this point.
I think she's working with a different coach. I'm going to, based off Instagram photos, I don't know if she said she was working with somebody else, but based off the Instagrams that I was seeing, I'm thinking she's working with a coach that's coaching a lot of top people right now. So give it a couple months. Let's see if something changes.
Yeah, because I think there's more in there. Like, I think she can beat anyone. So that's why I'm kind of waiting because I believe in her. I think it's in there.
Yeah. Answer back to that score. She's got it in there somewhere, you know? It's get yours today. It's go get it. It's there.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Anyone else we didn't talk about on day two?
Kind of like I didn't see Carlos do as much as I would have liked.
to be honest, I didn't notice him much.
Yeah, there was, I mean, he was making moves. He was, but like he was getting, I think, outshined by like Diego and a couple of the other Colombian guys. So
Carmona, very good.
Yeah, Carmona was good.
God, yeah. he's a good rider.
Yeah. Yeah, so just, they're going to have, are they getting three spots? Hold up. I say, hold up. Wait a minute. Yeah, they're going to get three spots, I think, based off those guys. I think they're getting the three. I don't think Swiss are going to beat them for the three. Swiss is the
Dutch
next in running.
Dutch aren't really doing a whole lot either.
No, they're going backwards.
Mm-hmm.
They're going backwards, comparatively speaking. I think Swiss is gaining now. If I look at who's the top three Swiss getters,
we're the next.
That's a pro. No, yes. Yeah. Continue. Sorry.
Speaking of Colombians, Mariana struggled too. I think she went semi-quarter. She didn't have her best. I think she's coming back from injury and hasn't had a whole lot of time to prepare. So I think she's, not 100%, but just battled really hard right to the end. She got kind of unlucky day two. She got hit in the last corner and then got passed by Molly down the last straight.
That sucked. Yeah. Her, Gabby.
Yeah, I know. It did suck. But Mariana, she still battled hard to the line. And obviously, unfortunately, didn't make it. But yeah. She fights no matter what she has. She shows up to race day and then just tries to maximize whatever she has. And I love that.
Yeah. She's got that like racer spirit mentality to her that just doesn't die, doesn't quit. I love that too. Yeah.
Like, doesn't mail it in ever. Doesn't matter if she's not as fast as she like in her peak form.
Yeah.
She still goes out there and races her absolute best.
It's like we joke around and say Romain, Corbin or whatever, they don't get that whole shot. Sometimes it feels like he's just riding around the back, and I give him a pass because it's Romain and I know he's gonna next race he'll probably go out and whole shot every lap and win again. But it's like but Mariana is also the queen. She has three Olympic medals, two of them gold. You think that it should be at the state where it's like, if I don't have it, I'll just wait till another race. But she doesn't, dude. Every time, she just keeps battling.
I love it. Like, Mariana and Elise, two of the greatest BMXers of our entire generation, neither of them would ever mail it in.
No.
I love it.
Yeah.
They just will fight no matter what. And, those are true champions.
Race is race, baby.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't agree more. Gabby had shit in that moto in the last corner. Hope she's okay. She crashed hard. Crashed really hard.
That was pretty tough too. Cause I mean, she was going for covering a move. She was covering somebody, covering herself. And then just kind of blew up Mariana in the sense of wasn't trying to, but Mariana got caught in the crossfire. And then Molly's just back there. Let me just slide under double high low and take the spot. Thank you very much.
There were some big moves in the second and last corner. People coming in hot.
Dude, it was frisky into there, right?
It was very frisky. Oh. Yeah.
I fucking love it. Yeah, there's I'm telling you, that Bias one too, J Smooth Bias. Bias was in fourth, fifth, or I think he was in fifth. And he started coming in and he was trying to go into a third spot and he was trying to cut J Smooth, but J Smooth had nowhere to go. So J Smooth, instead of holding a fourth or a third, ended up having to go under Bias, put Bias up in the turn. Somebody high-loved both of them. I think Jay Smooth got it. Somebody else highlighted them, and then Bias ended up getting passed too. But it was the amount of shit that was going on in one turn and down the last straight. Super entertaining.
Yeah, guys could easily go from second to fifth and fifth to second, vice versa.
Wow. And it was a last straight too that I didn't really think we would get anything, and we were still getting some because of that turn. There were some issues being caused and people getting balled up. So big kudos to the track and how it raced. That was awesome.
Should we get in some questions from grandstands? We got quite a few.
Yeah, let's do that. The one person I'll say is the last thing we'll say on riders. Our guest of the show last week, Rico Behrman. Good. I thought he looked pretty fast, a little frisky, but I don't think he's going to be happy walking away with those results. So
yeah, was kind of expecting more. Yeah, I'm sure he was too, obviously. But yeah,
home race. Who knows? Who knows what they was feeling.
From Alex 728, is it strange that in this day and age, Chase don't have an elite female rider on their team? It's a good question.
Do you think it's strange? That's the question.
I mean, I don't know if it's strange, but yeah, I guess you could make an argument that they could have a top elite woman. I don't know why they don't. Yeah,
I think if I looked big picture and I took an honest look at it, I don't think it is. I think they have two of the best guys in the world in a sport that's male dominated. So in their eyes, I think they have a they're happy with what they have. So,
yeah, that's true. I think, yeah, I mean, Joris and Isaac, especially before you had Joris and Connor, it's like you kind of don't need anyone else in general.
Like, I don't think you're reaching much bigger of a market for the value of the rider compared to like when you already have those people bring in such high value.
I think a good rule of thumb is like, if you see if a company's not doing something, it's probably because they don't think it's worthwhile their investment.
That's right. Yeah, that's true. It's a good point.
So maybe I don't know. I can't speak for them, but if they wanted to, I'm sure they would and they could. Yeah. Like anyone would ride for Chase, I'm sure.
True.
some Adam Coker 228. When are you starting a GoFundMe to get Tori to every World Cup for post-race interviews? Day one was horrific. Well, I can't comment because I didn't watch the interviews, but I appreciate the support, Adam.
I would get on board. I'll put that on my story.
I miss going to the World Cups. I really do.
I bet. Yeah, I mean.
From Mitch 381, would you like to see another World Cup in New Zealand? You know what? I mean, I wasn't there, obviously, but it looked really good. Like, the track looked great. It looked like there was a pretty good crowd out watching, too.
Yeah, I thought it was fantastic. I think we got to go back there. I thought the track was great. Venue was fantastic. I mean, it poured rain the semi, but they still raced no problem in the final. Like, so the track was great. I think the people loved it. So I think the riders did too. And I don't think I've heard anything bad about the track or the venue or anything from riders. So that's great.
From Jeremy Bushnell, what can we do to get people to stop saying P3 instead of third place? I've seen people have a bit of a gripe with this. What's the big deal about saying P3 or P5 or whatever?
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I actually kind of like it because Formula One guy now. Oh, can I put a pause on this whole thing? No, I'll bring it up after if I want. But have you seen the new NASCAR documentary? It's fantastic.
No, I saw Netflix did one. I've been kind of toying with the idea of watching it, but I haven't pulled the trigger. I'm sure it's good though.
Just like I got sucked into Formula One because of Drive to Survive. NASCAR is sick.
I just can't see myself getting to NASCAR. They drive in a fucking circle. I'm sorry. I mean, it's just like the most boring sport ever.
I don't think I'm ever going to watch a race like Formula
One. That's going to be unpopular among my Southern friends here in the U.S., but you know, it's just, I can't see myself getting into NASCAR. I really can't.
No, I doubt that too. But I'm just saying, the Drive to Survive part of it, like, I don't think it's called that. They did such a good job behind the scenes stuff too. Again, it's like for someone like us who don't follow the sport, just like I never followed Formula One until that. It was so cool seeing everything behind the doors.
Oh, I can. Yeah, I have no doubt about that. And I love that. I love behind the scenes sports stuff. Big sports guy. I mean, we all know that we're both big sports guys. So I think I'll watch the docuseries because I'm interested in it. I'd be interested in learning more about NASCAR.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
But yeah, anyway, back to the P3 thing. I don't think it's a big deal. Why do people have an issue with it? And, you know, honest question. What's the problem here?
I think people think they're trying to be different. We're trying to, they're trying to be cool or say something. I don't know. I just a different way. We're moving on. We're becoming one of those sports where we say P3.
I don't know. I think in BMX, there's one thing people in BMX don't like is any kind of change.
I'm hand up for that one. I'm one of those people normally. But this one, I think part of it feels like it's easy to say P3 on day one instead of being like, I got third place on day one, you know, but because now we have to separate days or whatever, that it's nice to say like, oh, P3, P1, P6, whatever.
Yeah.
I like it. It's just very easy to follow.
From Jaden Myotello, there needs to be a Chatter Live at each World Cup. We'd love it. We'd love to.
If somebody got us out there for those, can you imagine? That'd be sick.
Yeah. From CO2 BMX, who is the best in U23 girl and U23 men?
U23 men, the brothers, dude. The boys.
Yeah, what was the last name?
The Greenbergs.
What was the last name?
I'm going to make sure I get this right because we can't be doing a podcast where we talk about people and then we just completely fuck up the name. Let me get to it. Where's the list? I need the list, YouTube. This is, hold up.
Let's say Ava was the best in U23 women going 2-1 for the weekend.
Yep. Ava was. Who is the French girl? The young girl, 17 years old, she's, or something?
She's fast too.
Holy smoke. She popping off. I mean, there's your contender for Junior World One right there.
Yeah. She's fast too. So they're both junior actually this year.
Ava's junior too still, hey?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh shit.
Was she junior last year?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, she got third. Did she get like third or something?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, so that'll be great.
So yeah, she's second. But yeah, she'll be second year junior. Yeah, that will be good. Yeah.
The brothers' names, Jack and Bennett Greeno. I think it's Greeno. G-R-E-E-N-O-U-G-H.
Yeah, they were good.
Right, those are the, yeah.
If you're Kai, Eli Shaw, if you're Kai Wise coach, what do you say?
Oh, apparently she's an Aussie, New Zealand Aussie. The girl who, in U23, sorry, I think I got that wrong. Did I say French girl? I don't think I meant that. She's a New Zealand girl. Or Aussie. Apparently they're saying Aussie.
1 second, texting Savannah back.
This is the problem with the live chat. You know, we catch, oh, well, it's a good
wrong
and bad
chat.
Thing.
So, fuck, wrong chat, sorry.
Gotta love a live show, baby. Gotta love a live show.
There was a French girl in U23 that was fast too, wasn't there?
I mean, probably. It doesn't surprise me, but I think the girl who won the first day was Taya.
Okay.
Taya. We're going to go with that.
Okay, moving on. What are you saying to Kai White? I mean, I don't know. I mean, he's a fantastic rider. I don't think you say a whole lot. Then you just get back to work and keep plugging.
He's good enough. He'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Snot Rock at BMX. Who was arguably the best elite men's rider there? I mean, Joris for sure was overall.
I think so. Yeah, I think Joris was too. Yeah.
He went 2-1. I mean, yeah, of course. Yeah. K-Sans 0301. Should Cam Wood have made sure to cross the line on day one, given the Olympic points race? Did he not cross the line? I didn't like notice that.
It doesn't matter anymore, I don't think. Like unless he's going for lap time, like before there was the rule, if you crashed or something and you got up and you walked off the track, you'd get sent to last or DNF, you get less points. I think they changed it because they were tired of people having to do those stupid finish the lap. So I think if they send you off or you just, yeah, if you just cut
where
off, you
was
just get
this,
last.
Where was this rule in 2016, Papineau, when I crashed the first moto, blew my back tire and had to walk the track for a 5 minute lap time? In clip shoes, where the fuck was this rule?
Where was that? Come on now, that's crazy.
Walking the berm jump carrying my bike. Imagine.
That's unreal.
Gene Jansen, what European men and women would you like to see on the U.S. circuit?
Sorry, say that again.
What European men and European. Women would you like to see on the U.S. circuit?
Are we talking like full time? Like, let's say they have to do a season on the circuit.
Yeah, give me Pills full time. Give me Neek full time, and give me Simon full time. Those three.
I want to see Ren Krell do a full time. I think he's got the flat hill to do it. I want to see him, and then I want to see a Zoe or a Beth.
I want to see Axel full-time on the women's circuit. No one else. I want to see Axel every USA BMX race.
I think she could win the title, dude.
Fuck yeah, she could win the title.
Absolute horse. Just get her on all the small hills. Let her just stomp them cranks.
Yep. Last one. The real Jay Gilbert. Is anyone going home? Australia's a couple weeks away. No one's going home. Yeah, no one's going home.
Why
didn't they just make it the week? Why didn't they just make it the weekend after?
I think it's a quick turnaround. I think it's tough.
Yeah, I guess so.
I think it's just we don't have the money, the budget, the energy. It's just tough for people. I think give them an extra week just in case they're banged up too with Olympic year. I think it's safe. Everyone's going to stay.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Yeah.
But what did he say about nobody leaving? Like, are people going to go home? I think I saw Neek go back to Cali.
Fuck yeah.
Hell
that's
yeah.
Badass. That's badass. You know what? I was imagining. I was like, you know what? 2 weeks, you actually kind of could. Yeah, you kind of could. Like, you fly back Monday, you get home Monday, don't you? Really? Because
yeah,
the time change?
It's the exact same. You get home basically the same time you leave.
And then I guess you'd leave when what? You'd leave again like...
A week later.
I mean, I guess depending how savage you'd want to be, you could leave like... And I guess you'll lose a day going...
That's the thing, the time change, you're losing a day... But it's so close to the 24-hour mark that I feel like that's not that big of a deal.
Well, it's still a lot, though. Like, you still fly 15 hours. That's right. Still pretty tiring, especially because it's lack of sleep, all that. Like, it's still quite a bit.
Like, if you're flying first class, though, might make a difference.
Yeah, I mean, it's badass, though, if someone does that. That's cool. Yeah. He's back in Cali? Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, brother.
Can we confirm he's going to Australia?
That I haven't confirmed.
You'd think he would. You'd assume he would be, though.
One would assume. All I'm looking at is his story, and it says Los Angeles International Airport, so.
Oh, yeah. He's going to come down for San Diego BMX Gates on Wednesday.
Sure, I'll be there.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot. Like, that is a lot, though, flying cross-continental.
Mm. Yeah. It's hard on the body. Just like you said, the flying alone mm-hmm. is hard on the body, so.
Yeah. We got anything else you know, I binged Money Heist. I'm on the last season again.
You're crazy. I stopped. I'm over it. I can't do it, dog. I'm done.
Are you fucking kidding me? Where did you stop?
Like 4 or 5 episodes.
Dude, why?
Because a NASCAR documentary came on and I was like, this is way better than me trying to fucking.
No, it's not. I'm telling you, end of season 1, into season 2 is just electric.
I can't stand the. I will watch it still. I'm not going to say no, but I can't fucking stand the dubbed over or the Spanish. I don't know what's going on. I can't take it.
You just listen to the dubbed over. It's not that big of a deal.
There's no emotion. There's no passion to it. Come on, I'm there for the passion of the pageantry. Watch the NASCAR. Watch the NASCAR documentary.
Progate Europe winning starts with a great gate. Snap on green. We'll be back, I think, for a Aussie preview this coming week. What do you reckon? I was thinking we should get Menon Veenstra on after our first World Cup podium.
All right, let's try to get Menon Veenstra on for our preview show next week. That'd be sick.
And if we don't do it for the preview show, we could just have her on just as a interview, like after.
We'll have her on in the next month. We'll have her on.
Yeah. Snap on green.
Snap on green, everybody.
Yeah, well, what's this friggin' podcast all about? I don't get it, man. Coffee chatter?
Get off my back, guys. You have to defasten the track.
I hate that guy.